Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, after a leaked draft from the Supreme Court, as well as decades of confusion and controversy over the Roe v. Wade law, the Supreme Court today has overturned Roe v. Wade, as many of you have probably already heard. And essentially what they did is they DNC'd themselves and the feds completely out of abortion. And as the Supreme Court had to rule on Dobbs versus State Health Officer of the Mississippi Department of Health versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization, they said the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey are overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion is returned to the people and their elected representatives. So again, lack of a better medical term, they DNC'd themselves, dilation and curettage themselves, out of the whole abortion topic. And in closing, they wrote, "The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority. We now overrule those decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives." So what SCOTUS has done is said the feds are out. This is between you and the people and the state. The feds are out. Now, for those people who are like, I want the feds not involved with my body. I don't want them making a decision. I don't want my neighbors ticked because they're paying for abortion. They might say, I like the idea of the feds being out. But for those who feel that their state is going to make rules that will inhibit their ability to terminate a pregnancy, they're not happy with this. So the Roe v. Wade overturn is historic in that for you law lovers and you know, those who really are digging into the 213-page ruling, you are seeing the art of exactly what judges do with the law. You know, the headline is Roe v. Wade is overturned, and it is overturned. But what the feds are saying, or what SCOTUS is saying, is feds are not supposed to be involved in abortion rights. The feds are in a position where every single time we have a new president or a new Supreme Court landscape, it could go back and forth. And so is the right of a fetus or the right of a pregnant woman up to the state representatives? Is it up to her and her doctor? Is it up to the feds? Is it up to the Supreme Court justices? You know, it fascinates me because when we talk about vasectomies, I don't believe they're state laws. If somebody wants to have a vasectomy, they and their doctor make that happen. Either their insurance pays for it or they pay for it, or maybe they could tap in on public funds. When a woman wants a hysterectomy, when a woman wants a uterine ablation, when a woman wants birth control, these are very, very private conversations. We don't have your neighbors involved. We don't have state politicians involved. We don't have the feds involved. This is between you and your physician. Where I'm nervous about this ruling is the feds are like, we're out, and I get that. But now what do the states do? I'm a doctor. I like the idea of if there is anything that has to do with the fetus and the fetus life, or has to do with somebody's decision, you know, to make some contraceptive decisions, that's between them and their doctor. So the feds, like, we're out. So it's on you, the states. And, you know, I don't even know if the states want this. I mean, some states are going to be like, you know what, we could divert funding. We don't have to now send funding to abortion services. Others are going to be like, we want to protect our constituents' decision. If they want to terminate pregnancy, we will allow it. And so the states, it might be like a 26-26 split. We'll see what, or 26-24 split. We'll see what happens. And then District of Columbia might rule. But now, you know, again, we're going back to whoever your state representative is decides. And again, I like less government. This is a medical procedure. This is a very, very private one. It's an ethical one. And I think doctors, and I can't speak for all doctors, because I think a lot of doctors are like, we're out. We don't want to be involved in this. But somebody's got to be involved. Somebody has to guide, right? Somebody who, you know, who has a pregnancy they don't want, which is a serious thing, and it shouldn't be happening a million times a year, but it is. We're being told from the Guttmacher Institute that one out of every five pregnancies is chosen to be terminated. Why? Is birth control not working? Are people not having access to birth control? Is it that they feel like they have no other support? You know, why are so many being done? And I think some of the best people to make that decision, no laws, keep the government out, is a person and their provider. So when a person is looking at birth control or trying to get the free birth control from Affordable Care Act and et cetera, whenever I started a patient on birth control, I'm like, now what's the plan if you get pregnant? What's the plan if you skip a pill? What's the plan if you want spontaneity and you don't want to use the dam we used to have cervical caps and all sorts of stuff. You know, every time I started somebody new on birth control, we had a plan. We had a plan for spontaneity. We had a plan for what happens if you do get pregnant. We had a plan for what happens if you miss a pill. What happens if you don't like the birth control? It's a plan because it's pretty serious. You don't want somebody to have to go through a pregnancy that never wanted to be pregnant, and you also don't want a fetus aborted. So you want to be there for that patient. And it just seems like doctors have been dissected out of this. We're going to talk next about why the average, you know, Walmart and Target television set is now at risk. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This is sponsored by the Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies of Johnson & Johnson. Advances in medicine are possible when all people are represented in clinical research studies. That's why the global pharmaceutical company, Janssen, is working to ensure clinical trials are more diverse, inclusive, and equitable for all. Clinical trials are essential to the development of new medicines, and Janssen recognizes that all groups must be included so that health advancements can benefit as many people as possible. Stacey Hargraves, Vice President and Executive Sponsor of Janssen's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Clinical Trials effort, explains.
Diversity in clinical research not only progresses the goals of science and medicine, it also is foundational to health equity and creates a better future for all patients. Through our Research Includes Me program, we are partnering with communities to make clinical trial information easier to find so people know how they can participate and how their safety and rights are protected.
Visit researchincludesme.com to learn more about the clinical trial process and find useful resources for patients and clinical trial participants.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful, sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So with the Roe v. Wade overturn, thousands upon thousands of television sets and lampshades are now at risk. So the U.S. is now bracing for riots. And I think we have to have a very honest conversation about the intent and the decision to break a store window and steal a television set in the name of we're doing this out of anger for the Roe v. Wade decision. And personally, I know a lot of pro-choicers and pro-lifers, they're not violent people, the majority of them. So I'm wondering who actually is going to be stealing the TV sets, you know, and who's going to be breaking down the store windows and, you know, grabbing laundry baskets. And what was somebody, was it a lamp? Somebody was trying to run out with a big, huge lamp during the riots of 2020. So one thing that I think we did predict is based on rising gas prices, based on the recession, based on, you know, a looming economic downturn, people are going to get grumpy. Just like what happened with COVID, all right? And you know, the horrible tragic deaths of George Floyd and other individuals, you know, within police custody, that was the recipe to cause and to incite mass riots. People were like, you know what, we're mad. We could show that we're angry. We need a reason. And there has been many people that have been sitting on the sideline just ready to go. But if there's no riot and if there's no big demonstration and if there's no, you can't just go out of your house and go, well, I'm just going to start some mayhem. So there has to be something organized. And people are itching because they're either out of work or they don't want to work or they don't like the gas prices. They are just itching to just get out there and complain, to just get out there and make some mayhem. And so one worry I have, which I think a lot of people were concerned about, is that this Roe v. Wade overturn is going to be the excuse or the impetus for there to now be a bunch of riots. And is the average person that is lighting a store on fire doing it because they really feel passionate about the life of a fetus or the life or the trauma a woman goes through with pregnancy? Or are they doing it because now's the opportunity for them to lash out? Every few years, people want to lash out. And we have, it's just ripe for the picking right now for people to be like, you know what, we are ready to, like grapes, like hanging grapes, you know, they're like, I want to grab them and I want to, you know, and so sadly, you have, I think people go, okay, well, so, you know, what's going on, where are we going? And is the average person really wanting to destroy somebody's business in the name of the cause for a woman who has an unwanted pregnancy? And because if that is, then why are you going after a hardware store? Why are you burning a building and you don't even know where they stand on Roe v. Wade? And so a lot of businesses are like, okay, why do I have to be the focus of economic ruin because of a decision that the Supreme Court made? And so, sadly, the world is now bracing, well, the country is now bracing for riots. TV stolen, broken glass, fires, and then sadly at these riots, people get shot. And I think it's just part of human nature. People want to fight. People want a war. They do. There should be no reason why people killed each other. When George Floyd died, George Floyd wouldn't have wanted people to have died over him. You know, there is no reason why there should have been destruction and all that. And I don't even want to, blame, I mean, people are saying, you know, that's what happened, that's what caused the riots. I don't want to put that on George Floyd's memory. I think people thought, you know what, we can take advantage. Okay, there's going to be, you know, some mayhem, let's do it. And I think people are excited. I think there are individuals who are so excited about what just happened with SCOTUS because now is their excuse to go and, you know, make some noise and make some trouble. People love fights. People love drama. And what's really sad about this is the average woman who is, and we're not including those raped or incest, but the average woman who has a sexual encounter that ends up resulting in a pregnancy, and it turns out she and her partner decide that, no, they really don't want to start a family. It's such a private decision. I mean, the Fed shouldn't be involved. I don't even think the state should be involved. It should be between them and their doctor. It's a very private medical decision. And some women will, for decades, be plagued with the decision they make, whether to terminate the pregnancy or not. And we're about to have all this mayhem across the United States when this is between a woman, her vagina, her uterus, and her partner's sperm. And I think people are going to be taken advantage. I think it's going to be ridiculous. I don't think it's a television. I don't think it's Home Depot's fault. I don't think it's Lowe's fault. I don't think it's Ace Hardware's fault. I don't think it's the average bakery's fault. If people are ticked and they're frustrated and they don't like gas prices, they don't like the way the country's going, they don't like inflation, but they need to find a reason to lash out, this is what they're going to use. And I sincerely think that the average person that's going to be breaking and smashing windows doesn't really have a very passionate opinion on a woman and her partner's private sexual, you know, result of a sexual encounter. I don't think that is really driving the average person's everyday move. You know, I mean, is the average person really worried about, you know, the funding? I think, what was it, $1.5 billion? I forget how much in funding goes to abortion. You know, I mean, you could actually make an argument that the average person is more concerned about the funding. They might be more grumpy, but you don't, you know, see people protest. They're like, okay, if that's where our tax dollars are going, that's where our tax dollars are going. So the states that may now limit, because the Fed said we're out, so it's up to you in the states. You guys vote for whatever you want. The states that might outlaw or have more severe restrictions include Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, Georgia, Iowa, Ohio, and South Carolina. This according to Daily Mail, who believes these 26 states might now make decisions. So if there's riots in California, I'm going to be questioning the motive. Why would there be riots in California? Why would there be riots in Nevada? There is no plan. Because remember, abortion is not outlawed. Abortion is not made illegal. What the justices have done is said, look, we're not allowed to outlaw it. We're not allowed to rule for it or against it. We're out. So if California wants to have abortions, they can have abortions. Abortions are legal anywhere in the United States that state allows it to be. Now, if the state decides to rule no, only in certain cases, that's going to be what the state does. But New York, there should be no riots in New York City. There should be no riots at all because New York, I don't think, is having any plans to do it because, again, SCOTUS said, it's up to you guys. If you guys want it, you have it. So if we do start to see riots in Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, New York, right, we need to really ask everybody that's out there, what are they doing? Now, they might say, well, we're doing it to help our other states in the union, or we're doing it because we want to. And mind you, peaceful protests, I think protest and assembly is our God-given constitutional right. But in terms of destroying companies and stealing things, come on. 1-877-DOGDOLLAR.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has overturned Roe versus Wade. Republican Representative Mike Johnson from Louisiana on Fox News Friday morning.
When the court invented the right to abortion, the federal right to abortion out of thin air, and said it was found in the penumbra of the Constitution, they imposed a tragically consequential social policy on America. And as a result, nearly or more than 63 million unborn American children have perished because of it. We've got to reverse that we finally have, and we cannot overstate the importance of today. I don't think it's a surprise. We knew that we had originalists now, a majority of those who want to fairly and faithfully apply the Constitution as it's written, and this is the result of that. As we said, abortion obviously is not mentioned in the text of the Constitution, and it's nowhere in its original meaning.
We'll have more reactions throughout the day. We are USA Radio News. Once again, our top story this morning, the Supreme Court has overturned Roe versus Wade, sending the decision on abortions to the states and is no longer a constitutional right. One vape smoking company has been sent packing from the United States.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration ordered Juul Labs, Inc.'s e-cigarettes off the market, saying that the products play an outsized role in the rise in youth vaping. The sales ban follows nearly 2 years of back and forth between the regulator and the San Francisco-based company, which had requested authorization from its tobacco and menthol-flavored products to remain on the market. In a statement, Juul Labs said it will seek its say on the FDA's decision and was exploring an appeal.
That's Ellie Andrews reporting. President Biden on Thursday inadvertently held up a detailed cheat sheet prepared by his staff for a press conference. On it were the instructions, take your seat. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network, and big thanks to Daniel, who is our producer. So, okay, so we're getting a lot of questions here. All right, one wants to know, when does the fetus form a heart? One wants to know, when does the fetus have brain activity? Earlier this morning, somebody asked, when is a fetus considered alive? So these are very, very interesting questions. We don't in medicine say, shall we say, the fetus is alive by 6 weeks or by 12 weeks. Okay? In medicine, we're really academic about it. And so the heart starts to form, I mean, almost immediately, within a few weeks after conception, such that the rule of thumb by 6 weeks, you know, where we could, you know, most likely, you know, pick up a heartbeat with some very, very good imaging, it doesn't necessarily mean that's when it necessarily has a heart, because it already starts developing. So fetal heartbeat bills, things like that, you know, a lot of physicians have been kind of asked to make a judgment call, but, you know, the fetus is rapidly developing, and many of us, we don't know we're pregnant until we're, you know, until we miss a period. Some people, they just don't get periods, so in terms of baby development, already, you know, many of the structures are undergoing some pretty significant stages. So by 6 weeks, we could hear a heartbeat, and it's fantastic. It's amazing. You could see the fetal pole. It's amazing when you see it, and you're looking at it as wow. And then when you watch it grow, I apologize that I'm not able to give you an exact week, and I know that's what people want. When is a fetus alive? Because depending on how you look at it, you might just say since conception. You might say, well, since we can actually pick up a heartbeat, when the fetus can think, when the fetus can feel. So it's going to differ. And some doctors say, once the sperm and the egg meet, it's alive. Many, though, policymakers don't necessarily focus on that. And the reason why, one of you had asked me a week ago about how can a doctor be ethically comfortable with contraception. And again, I'm not here to talk religion. I'm not here to try to explain how some people feel in terms of certain, certain reproductive interventions. But if the question is, how can some doctors be comfortable with ending a pregnancy and abortion? A lot of doctors aren't. But how some doctors can be comfortable is it's multifactorial. So an egg is a living thing. A sperm is a living thing. So if a doctor prescribes birth control, it does essentially prevent an egg and sperm from meeting. It either prevents the egg from being from ovulating. It prevents the ovary from ovulating. It might prevent the home that a zygote would land on, like an IUD, to be hospitable to a pregnancy and to be able to hold it. Plan B is a form of progesterone that prevents the implantation and prevents the ability of a pregnancy, if it occurred, to hold. So you have some individuals that are comfortable with the contraception aspect if the sperm and the egg didn't meet. But you have others going, well, if we're already intervening with the egg, if we're already intervening with the sperm, then we're already intervening. So if you're ethically comfortable with that, you're comfortable with once it's fertilized, a fertilized egg. So I can't speak for everybody and every doctor and what goes through their head. You know, for me, I never learned how to perform abortions because I never planned on performing one. I planned on, referring that out. If that's what somebody wants, they could talk to their OB. I'm a family doctor, so that's beyond my scope. I did deliver babies in training. I loved it. I was a mom myself. Pregnancy's not easy. Yeah, and I get that a lot of women are saying, you're telling me to, you know, be pregnant. But it also, there is a responsibility that many of us have when it comes to education and being there for people that might just not understand how easy it is to get pregnant. It's very easy to get pregnant. And I don't know if the education, I mean, for me, I grew up in a time when my parents said the Lord would smite me, don't even think about premarital sex, you know, you will die, you know, even before you even realize you're pregnant. You know, so I came from very, very strict parents. And then by the time I did kind of figure it out, I was like, oh, wow, you know, if I am going to be letting him in, I might be making a baby with this guy. Is this somebody I really want that with? And but then I was also assaulted. And if I had, if you know, God forbid that had resulted in a pregnancy, I would have kept the baby just because of my religious upbringing. But I couldn't imagine somebody, and that happened in my family as well, where you end up getting pregnant and, you know, this, you're carrying your attacker's child. It's a tough decision. You know, it's not the child's fault, but I get how it's, you know, going through a pregnancy is not easy. And there's risks with that as well. So to answer your question, I know this kind of seems kind of convoluted. There is no official medical, that I could say, definition of at this particular week, the fetus is alive. Because we assume the egg is alive, we assume the sperm is alive, we assume the zygote and the embryo is alive. And so in medical terms, we are very cognizant of the life of the fetus because we're making recommendations on mom. The second we find out mom is pregnant, we're having her take vitamins to protect that baby's development. We're making sure the mom gets a flu shot. Doctors are recommending that mom gets a COVID vaccine or all sorts of prenatal care. So in medicine, we understand the gravity of the situation. We do appreciate the fact that that fetus is alive. And in fact, when I would diagnose somebody with pregnancy and they said, I don't want the baby, I would still recommend prenatals. And they're like, yeah, but I'm not keeping the baby. And I'm like, you know, that's going to be between you and your doctor. I'm not, you know, here to weigh in on that. But I do want to make sure that your vitamins are up. You know, even if you choose not to have if you choose to end up keeping the pregnancy, then at least, you know, the fetus got whatever vitamin, you know, some additional vitamins. But if you choose not to, your body still goes through vitamin depletion with the pregnancy. I want to make sure you're protected. So I would still give, and that's what we do. In fact, that's standard of care. If somebody is choosing not to, if they find out that their pregnancy is a surprise, most doctors will still, you know, provide vitamins, provide prenatal care and guidance, because sometimes people change their mind. And if they don't change their mind, we still want to protect mom, you know, as much as possible. So it's, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens and how states move forward, because it's going to be politicians deciding the weeks and things like that. It would be nice for doctors to be able to, you know, have a say as well. And medical providers and midwives and doulas. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as gas prices are skyrocketing about $5 on average across the country, I live in Nevada, so we're above average. Not sure why, but we are. There has been on social media over the last few weeks a call for a national boycott of gas. And the dates that this is being planned is for July 3rd to July 5th, where over 4th of July weekend, in which we're anticipating, at least 50, 60 million people traveling, that people boycott the gas stations. This is in hopes, according to people organizing, in hopes to cause gas prices to go down. I think there was a gas boycott in 2008. If I remember correctly, we all gassed up before. And then we went the few days. And then we're like, you see, I took part in the boycott. And then we went and filled up. So I don't know for sure if it's going to work. But all over social media, they are planning that from July 3rd to July 5th, I think it's on TikTok and I think it's also on Twitter, people are asking drivers to not fill their tanks for those 3 days. AAA is predicting 42 million Americans will drive over 50 miles over the 4th of July. So they think that this could be a big change and a big movement for gas stations. Again, I am a fan of assembly. I am a fan of airing your grievances nicely and peacefully. I think boycotts are very effective. I just don't think that the average gas station has that control. Remember we spoke about there's a couple gas stations where one got his prices down to $4.99 a gallon. He's in Arizona, he and his wife, and they're selling gas at $4.99 a gallon, where it's about 30 cents more expensive in other gas stations. That could be his bare minimum. I mean, he might be writing off getting no profit, but if that's what they have to pay, the oil companies and all that, this boycott only really hurts the small business owner that runs that gas station. See, boycotting gas and saying, I'm just going to use an electric vehicle, I just don't see that working. And to be honest, I am going to participate in the boycott, but what we're going to do is we're going to fill up July 2nd. And then we're going to fill up July 6th, probably. And now there might be some people going, well, wait a second. If there is a boycott, we might notice some of the companies drop their prices. But again, they can only drop their prices so much. I'm seeing what business owners are doing. If their cost for crude oil, if their cost to transport it, because remember, they have to pay for transportation, they have to pay the state taxes, they have to pay all these other fees. You saying, I'm not going to go to Shell, you might think you're affecting a CEO at Shell, but you're only probably hurting that whoever owns that franchise. I don't know much about Shell gas stations. You know, I do think boycotts could work. If you're going to want to make a stand against gas prices, the boycott could be effective, but the problem is there's only so much supply and there's X amount of demand. Where I feel we need change is with the administration opening up avenues for us to get more fuel. So if you think your gas boycott is going to get through to Joe Biden and his team, then all the power to you. But if Joe Biden's going to be in Delaware 4th of July weekend, and his team has gas, and you're giving up gas for 3 days, and you can't afford an electric vehicle, and you still have to go to work the day after 4th of July weekend because you need the money to pay for gas, I think it's going to fall on deaf ears. If we need to open up more pipelines, if we don't want to be reliant on Saudi Arabia, and we want to be more energy independent, bring in our own fuel, make electric cars cheaper, then I don't think the 2 or 3 day boycott's going to work. Like I said, I'll take part of it because, I get it's I'm going to fill up at the gas station, so they're going to make money, so they're not going to lose money. I'll take part because, again, I think boycotts are cool. I just don't think it's going to go anywhere, people. I don't think that's going to work. I don't know how much data I have on what happened in 2008. I don't believe it changed much with the recession and with gas prices. It might have gone down just for a little bit. I just don't remember. All I remember is people filled up right before, and then they filled up right after. So, you know, we are very frustrated. And this frustration is going to, in the next few weeks, be translated into riots. And the excuse people are going to use to riot is going to be the Roe v. Wade overturn. And it always takes something. It takes something huge to be able to justify, let's get the crowds. But the average person that's going to, and sadly, I really fear what's going to happen to some of these gas stations, because the anger people have is at the gas prices. And that's why, I don't know if you've noticed, but many of these gas stations are writing on their marquee, we don't like our prices either. It's not us. Gas stations are feeling like they are about to be behind the eight ball and behind a lot of destruction and a lot of anger, because we've never seen these prices before. Because people can't, you know, say, well, we're going to vote out Biden. Biden's election is not for a couple years. I already see a bunch of people write, they'll write B-U-C-K for Buck, and then they'll have, instead of Biden, Fiden. So you see that written all over the place. So people are kind of getting their grievances out that way, but it's not changing anything. And so when people want change, is it that people really, really want change in abortion laws, or is it that they really, really want change because they don't like how much their hamburger is costing, or how much their gas is costing, or they just don't like the way the future is going, or they don't like the fact that they just paid off all their student loans, but somebody else who didn't pay their student loans will get it written off? Who knows what people are mad about? And so, but they're going to use the excuse of Roe v. Wade, and it's going to be ugly the next few weeks. So a very peaceful boycott of gas, I'm not going to criticize, because I understand, I love the ability to protest, and I understand that people want to air their grievances. I just don't think it's going to affect the people it needs to affect. I mean, these oil companies, I mean, are every single one of them making record profits? They might. But it seems to me that everybody is increasing their prices because of a situation, and that situation can be controlled if the government makes some decisions. And the government doesn't want to make those decisions because they want to double down on moving all towards electric. And I understand that. And some of you say, look, you know, we should just get through the pain. We're going to all be electric one day. I just don't trust our power grids. I don't trust our infrastructure. I think being all electric, although it might help the environment, could be a disaster when the power grids get overused. So, that's July 3rd to July 5th, but if you are angry and you are concerned, then you take it to the ballot box. I mean, you know, we got midterms coming up, and if people are not liking the way things are, the one thing that really hits home with politicians is people in their party losing their office. And that makes them realize that they might be losing their office too. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.